everybody, welcome back to another episode of Black Wholesome Podcast. This is your host, Moss, and for this episode, we will be talking about one of the most famous manga anime ever, straight out of Japan, that would be Sailor Moon. And first and foremost, I want to dedicate this episode to Derek Castillo, aka Sailor Derek, because he is the ultimate Sailor Moon fan. So there you go. So for anybody out there who has no idea what Sailor Moon is, it's been around since the 90s. It's an anime created by, I'm gonna butcher her name, Naoko Taichi. Okay, I didn't do that bad. First airing, well, the mangas, which is, for anybody who doesn't know, manga is a form of comic. It is a comic, but from Japan. So the manga was very popular, and then she made anime, which is like the cartoon version of the manga. So it's, manga's more like a comic strip, while anime is a cartoon. But a certain type of cartoon, usually from Japan. So the anime was broadcast in Japan from 1992 to 1997. Here in the States, we had a version of, it was the same show, but they had translated it over. And when I watched it on Toonami, I don't know if anybody remembers Toonami, on Nickelodeon. I think it was Nickelodeon. Yeah, Toonami and Nickelodeon. So let me just take it back a second. So I started rewatching them on Hulu because I was like, oh, Sailor Moon. I watched a couple episodes when I was younger. Yay. So I started watching it on Hulu and I realized how different it was from what I remembered. And I was like, am I watching the same show? What is this? Like, there was a lot of stuff that I was kind of like really confused about because I don't remember this, I watched the dub version, right? So I'm watching the dub version, and I was like, wait a minute. I mean, the ones I watched back in the day were dubbed too, the ones they showed in Toonami. But there was a lot of things that I was like, what the heck is this? Like, so I started doing my investigation, and apparently the Sailor Moon that was aired here in the States and were on the DVDs, because I watched it on Toonami, but it also happened to catch some people had like DVDs. The American version was very censored. So there's a whole plethora of videos and articles about how much the American version was censored. So the stuff they show on Hulu now in America is not the censored version from what we remember when we were kids and we were watching it on Toonami. So I found a couple of articles, I took a couple of notes, and let's talk about it. If you don't know, Sailor Moon is a young girl who goes from middle school to high school. Her name is Usagi, and that was another one. Usagi wasn't the name they used for her when she was on the American version, but I'm gonna go down a list of things that I found to be interesting. So let's just take it in order, one by one. So one, and I just want to shout out to Screen Rant because they did a great article on 15 ways it was censored in America. And I thought that that was really interesting. So, you know, there's the Sailor Scouts. There's all these Sailor Scouts. One of the two Scouts I remembered when originally watching it, I actually remembered them, but I didn't remember the relationship. So Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus were really close, you know, and they're in the American version, they were cousins. But you watch the new one and you're like, not the new one, but the uncensored version, and it's obvious they're girlfriends. They're both in a gay relationship, which is fine, but imagine 1990 America. Ooh, so they went from being girlfriends to kissing cousins, I guess. You know, now that I watch it, it makes a lot more sense. I'm like, ooh, that didn't make any sense. There's other things about it. There was a lot of fat phobia in the original Sailor Moon, which they removed, which I'm glad they removed. Obviously, culturally, between Japan and America, there is a lot of, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but there's a lot of sort of, you know, weight is kind of critical in other countries. And, you know, in America, we're a lot heavier than we than other countries. Let's just say that. There was, like, this one, I was like, wow, there was a lot of nudity in this. Not, like, anything pornographic, but there was, like, you could make out the bodies of the girls when they were transforming. I don't remember that because, actually, what they did in the American version is they censored that, too. You weren't allowed to see that. I mean, and also, Sailor Moon, Usagi, was 14 when the show started, so it was kind of, like, it was kind of weird. There was, like, whole episodes that were censored out that I didn't even notice. Like, I was like, wow, there's, like, a list of episodes that were never aired in America. Like, actual episodes from the first parts. I personally hadn't watched anything past season 3. And I wasn't consistent in terms of what I watched. I kind of, like, bounced around. Whenever it was on Toonami, I'd watch it. If somebody had, like, a DVD of it, I'd watch it. But I wasn't a devotee like a lot of people are. So I didn't notice, you know? This time with Hulu, because I have Hulu, I sat down and I watched all... There's 200 episodes, by the way. I watched 200 episodes over a span of time. And that's when I started questioning stuff. Because I was like, this is... so different. There's an episode where Usagi Sailor Moon gets drunk. She's like 15. She got real drunk off of punch. What's a good one? I was like, should I be watching this? Okay. Obviously I watched it now. And then this is the other ones. Some of the villains, like Zoesite, and what was the other one? So two of the villains. Zoesite and, oh my god, who was the other one? It was Zoesite and Kunzite. Was it Kunzite? Okay, so the four warriors that were on under Queen Beryl, two of them, I think it's Zoesite and Kunzite. I could be wrong, but two of them were one of them, they were all male, but the American version, they made one of them a woman because two of them had a relationship. So you're gonna see this in this as a pattern in this censorship of the show, that a lot of the, like, gay undertones or gay subject matter, there's no undertones, they're obvious, you know, gay couples were censored. They weren't allowed, they changed the gender of the individuals. Or they made them cousins because they didn't want American audience exposed to gayness. Okay, which I think is ridiculous. Like, even later on when they had the circus act and they had, like, Fish Eye and Tiger's Eye and Hawkeye. Well, Fish Eye, I believe in the, you know, back in the day in the American version, she was a she. But in this version, the real version of Sailor Moon, it's a man who... I don't know if it's she or he or fluid. I'm not exactly sure. So I'm not sure if he's binary or trans or whatever, but there was some sexual differences. Like, he's a man who likes to dress up in pretty dresses, which is cool. But, you know, 1990 America, that was not cool. So they censored it from him to her. So they made the character into a woman instead of keeping it as a man who enjoyed wearing women's clothing. Because God forbid, you know, America. So there was that censorship. And then the obvious one that confused me the most, because I don't remember her name being Usagi. I really don't remember her name being Usagi, and it was Serena in my head. What they did is, and pardon the term, but they bastardized all the Japanese names of the Sailor Scouts. And that's another thing. We'll get to that part. Me calling them Sailor Scouts, that's not what they are. They're Sailor Soldiers. But that's how I remember them. So all the Sailor Moon characters, their names, their Japanese names were changed to American names. So then Usagi went from Usagi to Serena. Mercury was Ami, is now Amy. I remember that one for sure. And Rei is Rei, but a different spelling. Matoko was Lita. Tuxedo Mask who was Mamoru Chiba, he became Darren Shield. I don't remember that, but I always thought his name was Mamoru, but maybe, you know, I never noticed that part. So yeah, they changed everybody's name to make it more American sounding. And then they changed, like in the first couple seasons when they have the villains who were named after minerals, they changed their names to more common minerals. So, I don't know. Let's see. I'm looking at that list. So Prince Demand is Prince Diamond, and Comb became Catsy, Death Phantom, Doom Phantom. Kunzite became Malachite. That's so weird. So they changed everybody's name. And like I said previously, they completely removed episodes for who knows what reason. The other thing that they also bastardized in the episode, besides changing their names to American names, is if there was any kind of background imprinting in Japanese, in the Japanese sort of language, like a sign that's written in Japanese, they censored it completely and removed it from the background. So even though it's based in you know, a place in Japan, they would completely censored all the signs so you wouldn't see the Japanese signs, which I'm like, okay, I mean, it's based in Japan, but you know, 1990 censors, I tell ya. Pretty crazy. The other thing is, I've never seen this, but season 5 of Sailor Moon never aired in America. If you were a Sailor Moon devotee, you probably know why. If you're like me, you kind of like watched here and there, you're curious. When I was watching it the last season, I noticed that the first 4 seasons are dubbed because those aired in America, and then the last season is not dubbed, it's only subtext, like you have to read it. And I was like wondering, why the heck did they not dub it? So me doing my research, I found out it was because of the characters that were in that last season, the Sailor Starfighters, aka the group that became the singing group, but the Sailor Starfighters were presented as men when they were their common personalities when they were in their singing group. And then when they became Sailor Starfighters, they turned into women. Whew, American. Yeah, that last season, I was like, whew, yeah, I can see that not making it onto American television for sure. It definitely did not make it to American television. That would have been 1998 America. Yeah, none of it was dubbed. The Sailor Star Lights, Sailor Star Maker, Sailor Star Fighter. And like I said, they appeared as men. When they transformed, the three revealed to be women. Yeah, so that must have been like... Yeah, no, this isn't... No, this is not happening here. They never dubbed it. Yeah, it really was it was controversial, because even I'm watching it, I was like, ooh, how, like, I was thinking, I was like, it probably didn't get dubbed because it wasn't aired in America, because they would never, like, the sexual fluency of a character like that. No, 1990 America, ooh, no. There was also censorship of any violence. Like, I don't know, there were scenes that were completely like, if there were violent scenes where there was blood, that was censored out. Like, if you watch the one on Hulu, you'll see all the blood and guts and gore and everything. But if you remember anything of the one from Toonami, it was very censored. The relationship between Sailor Mars and Sailor Moon, like, they have a very, like... how can I say? Sailor Mars is always on Usagi's back about, you know, not being responsible and being kind of a flaky person, and she's always hitting her and like kicking her ass. But in the old version, it wasn't like that. They tried to remove the the hitting and the slapping and all that stuff, all the violence that way. And then this is the one thing I do remember. It was called the Sailor Say. They added it on to the American version, where they added at every end of the episode, like kind of a moral lesson. But I remember that from all the like American TV, like American cartoons and even TV shows. They would have like this, like at the end, what was the lesson of this episode? So they would have this like 30-second long clip and present like a public service announcement, pretty much like give it like you know, whatever the topic was. And that they added into the American version. It wasn't the Japanese version. And like I said, I remember them being Sailor Scouts, but in actuality, they were Sailor Soldiers, or Senshis in Japanese. So they had changed that part as well, from being soldiers to Scouts. Because I remember them being Scouts, and to this day, I even say call them Scouts. But they're Sailor Soldiers, or Sailor Senshis, which is the word. It was interesting watching the show again after so many years. And there were other things and I'm talking about the original, because I started watching the Sailor Moon Crystal, which is basically an updated version of the original. So it's like probably the same thing, but a little more updated with the technology and stuff. And they've changed Mamoru from being a college student to being a high school student, which in a way, now that I look at it, it kind of creeps me out. Like, now that I'm an adult, like Usagi was like 14 and Mamoru would have been like what, 19? It's kind of creepy. But now he's like, in the new version that came out in 2014, she's an eighth grader and he's in high school, so they're closer in age. And to make it, you know, obviously PC, but back in the day it wasn't like the biggest deal. And then she ended up being in high, like she was in eighth grade twice. Like after watching, I was like, she's been in eighth grade twice, or like she's been in eighth grade for like a really long time, because she went from being 14, somehow she became 15, and there was suddenly an episode of her celebrating her 16th birthday. I was like, what just happened? Like, we didn't even hear about her 15th birthday. But Sailor Moon as is a phenomenon. This woman who invented her, whew, she's probably in a very she's very wealthy, I'll tell you that much. So yeah, Sailor Moon, it's a manga that became an anime. It aired in 1992-1997, but then they brought it back in 2014-2016 as Sailor Moon Crystal, which you know, it's the same. And in the anime from the 90s, there was also like movies, and there's live action stuff. It's a phenomenon in itself, you know. It's pretty great. So let's take a quick break after me explaining all the controversies of Sailor Moon. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you who my favorite characters are from Sailor Moon, okay? And we're back. Gosh, I hope it wasn't too confusing, that first part. It was a lot of stuff that I noticed, and when I started like doing research on Sailor Moon, the anime, there seemed to be a lot of stuff that came up that was just kind of insane, but okay. In terms of my favorite character in the show, I've got a few. I love Luna the cat. She's the person who, you know, she's the person who started it all off. Luna's great. The one and only Mamoru Chiba, aka Tuxedo Mask, is another one. He's a daddy for sure. What a cutie. In terms of the Sailor Scout, I gotta say, I'm not the biggest fan of Usagi. Maybe later on in the show I become a fan of hers, but she's not the one I like the most. I think that that would be a toss-up between Sailor Jupiter, Makoto, and Sailor Mars, Rei. I like those two characters a lot. And Ami, too. I do love Ami a lot, too. Sailor Venus, kind of. Sailor Venus and Sailor Moon remind me too much of each other, and they kind of annoy me. But the other scouts, I like them a lot. And obviously, Mamoru, Tsuna Mask, is daddy, for sure. And there's a lot of other characters on the show, but if I had to pick, I guess if I had to pick one, it has to be Tuxedo Mask. So dreamy. Oh, and then, you know, Chibiusa. I don't know. Chibiusa annoyed me at first, but then she became a little better. But I feel like they brought in Chibiusa, like any 90s trope. I don't know why in the 90s they would do this, but for some reason, a show would go on, and then suddenly they write in like a kid character for, I don't know for what reason, but that was the thing, that suddenly there's this kid out of nowhere who just appeared, like, out of nowhere. So Chibiusa, the same thing, she literally falls out of the sky. I don't know. Anyway. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you watched Sailor Moon on Toonami or DVD and whatever, and have recently watched Sailor Moon on Hulu, and if you noticed the difference like I did right away. Like I was like confused, a little like, what's going on? This is not what I remembered. You know, obviously it's not that far-fetched from the original censored American version. It's not completely far-fetched. But there is like a real big difference. There's a real big difference. Let me know what you think. If you love Sailor Moon, if you love anime, if you love mangas, if you want to hear me talk about more, I know this is the Cartoon Conspiracy series, even though this is anime, it's kind of part of it now. Let me know what else you want me to talk about in terms of cartoons, because there's a lot of crazy conspiracies out there with some cartoons out there. Yeah, and especially in anime. This one was a good one. This one was definitely a good one where I was like, wow, this is, like, it's one of those that I'm the one who noticed it prior to, like, not even reading or watching videos. Like, I noticed it because I was watching it, and I was like, there's something not right here, and I'm proud of myself for noticing that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Let me know what you think, and I'll talk to you soon.